This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is 1/29/2019. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. ThePowerHour.com is our website, and ThePowerMall.com. You can check us out there. Also, top of our website, The Power Hour, on the right, almost top, you'll see a little banner to join our YouTube, to subscribe. You know what happened with the YouTube. They killed our channel. And, you know, the purveyors of free speech that Utah is, or YouTube is, my tongue is firmly in cheek, please sign up for the new channel. It's a way for us to reach you in videos. It's easy to share. It's great. There's some great interviews on there. Please do that. And wanted to thank you all for the letters. I get letters from time to time. Please, if you send me a letter, I get so many letters where nobody get. You give a P.O. box or an address. If you have a phone number, please include a phone number. I'll call you back. I'll call you and just say hi. I got one from Dan. He had a question for Sherry Rogers yesterday. I tried to get a hold of him. I could not. Dan, I'm sorry. I will continue to try to. I couldn't quite read your handwriting on with the full questions, or I would have asked it on air. And I was a little confused. So I'll continue to try to get a hold of you. And then Judy, I was able to talk to Judy today. Lovely, lovely. Carolyn, thank you so much. I got your letter. She's going to. On Robert E. Lee's birthday, she's going to stand out there with Confederate flags and things like that. And she had a really interesting pamphlet about the Civil War I thought was great. And no matter what you think about the Civil War, ladies and gentlemen, the last people, the last Americans en masse to fight for constitutional principles with their life, like it, leave it, lump it, was the Confederate States of the United States. So that's interesting. Quote of the day. I thought I started to do a quote. No one is obliged to participate in the spiritual crisis of society. On the contrary, everyone is obliged to avoid the folly and live his life in order. Eric Voglin. We don't want to participate in all this. Let you know about some of the news stories on the Power Hour. You can check out news. One of the big stories is maybe lesser known, campus reform. California Board of Trustees scraps Pledge of Allegiance over white nationalism history. The Santa Barbara City College Board of Trustees president said the Pledge of Allegiance to the American flag is, quote, steeped in expressions of nativism and white nationalism. I guess the flag has three colors. I guess white is one of the colors. Nativism, when it's Native Americans, then it's okay because they can use that to get the kid with the Catholic kid in Kentucky. If the white population is decreasing, our replacement rate is below where it needs to be for replacement. So that means we're going endangered, right? My wife made the point. Well, owls are endangered, and spotted elks or spotted tortoises or whatever are endangered. Then you can't touch them. You know, you'll go to jail for breaking a egg of an eagle. But yet now we can abort white children or black children or whatever. You can abort babies up till birth. Does that make any sense to you? And this lady's arguing about the flag. Everything is trying to be erased right now. You have never been more important, ladies and gentlemen. Please stand firm. And someone who has stood firm, that leads me to a long introduction to this woman who we have on now. I am so excited. I don't want to break her news. I'll let her tell the good news. But Laura Presley, a great friend of the Power Hour, welcome back.
Joyce Riley and all the listeners that have helped us with our Texas Supreme Court election integrity case here in Texas. And we won our case. On Friday, the court came out with their ruling. And, you know, as everybody would expect, you know, the Texas Supreme Court is the highest court in the land in Texas. And the legal battles that we've been in for the last 4 years are very complex, and their ruling is complex also. So we did not prevail in our election contest where I wanted to be declared the winner of the city council race here in Austin in 2014. They actually punted on that one. They said, well, it's, you know, the election contest has been over for 2 years. the election race has been over for 2 years, and so we're not going to rule on that. Okay, and I understand that, and I respect that. But they went on further, and what they did was they validated all of our claims, all of our issues that we raised in this election contest that were, you know, for 4 years now, I've been slandered, I've been libeled, that all of these issues that we raised in our election in Austin and Travis County in Texas were frivolous and they were conspiracy theory. The Supreme Court put that to rest and said, no, each and every one of the claims that we raised had a legal basis. And because of the political, not so political, but because of the legal maneuvering of my opponent, you know, they went and short-circuited this election contest and said all these claims were frivolous. And in two courts, the district court and the appeals court here in my district here in Austin, they upheld that all these claims were frivolous. So it short-circuited us going to trial on the merits. And that's where we wanted to go. We wanted to discuss the electronic voting fraud. And I'll tell you one thing, Daniel, we got the furthest of any candidate in the country. In the country.
Of course
we
did.
I know, we did. And you know, our claims were so factual, were so based in the technical merits of the case and the legal merits of the case that they had to short-circuit it. And just short-circuited off to this distraction of being frivolous or conspiracy theory, as, you know, all of us, you know, we are accused of. But the Texas Supreme Court said, no, these were not frivolous claims. So what this does is it really opens the door. I mean, over the last 4 years, Daniel, I have been working with candidates here in Texas, and a couple have hired me and said, gosh, you know what, my polls said that I was winning the race, and the results that came out showed me losing, and Laura, there's something wrong here. So I went and did a full analysis of their election, and yeah, I proved to them that they most likely their election was stolen with electronic voting machines here in Texas. But the candidates wouldn't do anything, Daniel. They wouldn't because they were fearful of the sanctions that we were so burdened with for the last 4 years, and that were on the books in the Supreme Court. So now what this has done, this has opened the door for every candidate in the state of Texas to use the legal arguments and the technical arguments that we used in our case. And I'm going to kind of go through a couple of these.
Hold on 1 second before
okay.
before you get to that. I mean, I'm excited. I don't use this word. You know, many people come on a show are heroic or they've done heroic things, but for me to call somebody a hero of mine, I use very rarely. Laura Presley is a hero of mine, ladies and gentlemen, for what she's done, what she stood for in the face of this win, lose, or draw. It didn't matter to me. She was a hero to me. I want to go back for a second. It's almost, you sound a little understated, you know, matter of fact about this. Ladies and gentlemen, this is some of the biggest news you could ever hear on this show. I mean, ever. Other than, you know, Hillary Clinton and the whole swamp. Other than that, I mean, this is some of the absolute biggest news and a huge victory in a sea of negativity and a sea of overwhelming things. You know, we just talked about the Pledge of Allegiance getting taken out of Santa Barbara District or whatever they did there. This is a shining light. And this woman, your prayers, your support,
yes.
Your money. You put your money, you put your prayers where they were. You had faith in God. This is the woman who did it. Do you see? Do you see what it took for this woman to overcome? You've known the whole history and what she has done to this point. It's no less or very similar, I should say, to our founding fathers and what they overcome. I want to go back, Laura, and you on a personal note. Tell us a little bit about just the roller coaster of emotions that you felt. I mean, did you want to punch a wall sometimes? What? And then where were you when you got the news about it? And what was the first thing that went through your mind?
Oh, Daniel, it made me cry because it's been such a long, hard road. And I want to say how grateful I am to all the listeners that have. It's been a $400,000 case. Okay, this is what it cost to get to where we were. And, you know, over the last 4 years, you know, the first couple of years I was angry. I was angry about this had happened to me and everything. And then finally I moved into this, you know, I went and just did a lot of prayer and a lot of reading of scripture constantly, and just things would come to me in scripture and say, this is where you're supposed to be. This is what, you know, you have the technical expertise, you have the persistence, you have the knowledge, you have all, you have the legal, the technical, and the moral, and the spiritual power and strength to do this, Laura. And so ideas would come to me in those prayers, and I believe the Lord was talking
did
to
you
me.
Did you ever doubt, Laura?
I didn't.
Laura,
you know,
in that
I didn't
time,
doubt.
Did you ever
I
doubt?
I didn't doubt, because here's the deal, Daniel. When I first did this and I saw the issues, I knew what the truth was. I knew the truth. And I had faith that the money was going to be there. I had the faith that the truth and justice would prevail. I knew it would. We just had to keep going, because it wasn't prevailing in the first two courts. I knew that it was going to prevail. I just knew it. So we just kept pushing. And then, you know, coming upon the third and fourth year of dealing with this, I became grateful. I became grateful for the challenge. I became thankful for everybody that's helped me. I became thankful for the challenge and the difficultness and the honing of polishing of this stone. You know, I'm kind of a rough stone, you know, and I was being polished during this whole process, and I changed myself. I changed spiritually. I changed emotionally. I changed intellectually. I became, you know, more knowledgeable that this is going on all over the state of Texas. It's going on all over the country. And so, you know, your question of where was I when I found this out, I have a friend who called me. She's a lawyer who I had hired to help me with some issues on the case. And she called me. It was Friday, and it was about noon or so. And she goes, Laura, you won your case. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? She goes, no, the ruling's out. And I just got on my knees, and I cried. And I said, thank you. That's what I did. It's the truth. And I was working. I'd been on calls that morning for some other election issue in another county here in Texas. And I was helping a county judge with some questions he had about the voting systems in a pretty large county here in Texas. And so I had been working on that in the morning, and then I get this phone call from one of my best friends, and she was, guess what? What? You won. And it was just amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Oh, my gosh. There's the music. Stay tuned. More with Laura Presley. We're going to break down the specific issues that rule, you know, it's like she said, this opens the door. What does this mean going forward? I don't know what to say. I'm choking back tears here, Laura. You're starting something. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. ThePowerHour.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors, and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence, we've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Every once in a while, situations like this come up, victories like this, impossible odds or whatever, or, facing a wall of resistance, and people win, and people punch through. Almost invariably, at the heart of it, is somebody you can just tell has almost been called by God for the position, and is a person themselves of faith, almost always, more times than not, certainly. And because, why do you think that is? I'll just throw the question to you. Why do you think that is?
Well, it's interesting, Daniel. These things are very difficult. You have to have a knowing. You have to have faith. You have to have trust that truth and justice and goodness is going to prevail. And my strength comes from my faith. I'm a Christian and I read scripture. I read the story of Gideon I think it's in the book of Judges, and I read it recently, and how the Lord said, all those people that I sent you, I'm going to reduce them so that the Lord gets the credit for this. So Gideon, you're going to have to, do this battle on your own with just a couple hundred people, and you're going to have to be humble because the win is because of the Lord. And I'm just paraphrasing, story. But that was really what kept me going. And I have to step back and go, look at the odds, Daniel, of this. The odds of us winning were very low. I mean, almost nothing. And I did this pro se, which was, you
even
write the briefs
harder.
And everything. I had lawyers helping me in the background, and it was pro se. It was under my name completely. And I tell you what, I have to give the win to the Lord. I do. Look at all of this. And I would pray for the strength and the courage and the legal arguments to come to file this thing so that it would be successful and do the very best I could. And, you know, I had somebody just a few minutes ago ask me, do you ever sleep? And I'm like, kind of no. You know, really not so much. I do sleep, and but this has been my mission for the last 4 years, because I do believe if we don't have honest and fair elections in this country, that we are back over 200
years. We're Venezuela.
Ago. We're in tyranny.
We're
in
Venezuela.
Tyranny. We're Venezuela.
Yeah, we're Venezuela.
In tyranny. And we have this fake news going on that tells us, you know, oh, these crazy Democrats actually won. I don't believe it, Daniel. I don't believe it. What I've seen all across the state of Texas is what's going on in my county and Travis County is going on all over Texas. And I get calls from people and from other states. It's going on in other states. The mechanisms may be a little bit different, but we are pitted against each other. We think that the craziness is winning in our elections, and it's not. And until
that's what I was going to ask you. You said something about maybe the widespread nature of it. You mentioned that as you've gone through this process the last couple few years. If somebody was going to ask you how widespread is this corruption, what would you say?
I would say it's in every county that has electronic voting with no paper backup. Okay. Absolutely.
Whoa.
And it's in hundreds of counties in Texas and around the country. And
what percentage is that around the country then? I mean, around the – what percentage of counties in America? There's like 3,100 counties in America. What number do you think does that fit?
Well, I think over 90% of our counties in the country are counted by electronic voting machines. And so you have programs that can be written on those, and we have evidence of that. So here's the thing, Daniel, and I've spent 4 years really thinking and praying on this issue, and we've come up with four corners of election integrity, because all the votes have to add up. You have to square off these results, right? And you've got candidates that have done polls. You've got candidates that have all this election results, and they just don't believe it. And so I've really sat down and come up with what I call the four corners that have to be connected to have a whole voting system. The first one is you have to have a paper backup that's got a number on it. Well, let's look at Florida. They don't check the box. They've got paper ballots, but they're not numbered. So you can have a busload of ballots come in and a busload of ballots go out, and no
one
knows anything different because they're not numbered. You can't track and trace groups of numbers at precincts, okay? So that's an issue. You've got to have a numbered paper ballot. That's number one. Number two, you have to have good laws. Texas has got really good laws, all right? Look at the Supreme Court. They just based their ruling on the rule of law, and they said Presley had all her legal boxes checked. They were legally based.
Let me get you to hold that thought.
Okay, I want to talk about
the music is starting. Yeah, let's finish that on the other side. You got four things. We'll review the first two. I think this is key, and then we'll get into the specifics of your case, what it's doing. Boy, this is a red letter day, ladies and gentlemen. This is a red letter day. If you want encouragement, for every time you prayed for this woman, for every time you sent money, for every time you gave energy, thought, wanted honesty in this country, this is such a victory. Such a victory. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the bestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the bestedpill.com. That's bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill, well, they got to do their job.
I'm for narrow or broader. time for whatever works that prevents the level of dysfunction we've seen on full display here the last month, and also doesn't bring about a view on the president's part that he needs to declare a national emergency.
Winter weather is hitting the country from coast to coast. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
Nasty cold winter weather across the country, biting cold temperatures and blizzard-like conditions. Get this, minus 45 to minus 60 in Chicago and much of the upper Midwest. Snow could hit the south as well. Atlanta could also see snow, and the Northeast also expected to get hit with snow and ice.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Of course, you know about the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. That's great products that really work, really specific things. Great interview with Sherry Rogers yesterday. I'll do more promotion of that and specifics. Robert Redford is going to be here in the next hour. But Global Healing Products, Sherry Rogers, Good Health Naturally, Heart Drops, Living Clay, all these things, the Cardio Miracle. Please continue to purchase from us, donate, support us, pray for us. All those things keep us here. Thank you so much. I'll do more on the other side, more specifics. But I want to get back to Laura Presley. If you're just now joining us, Laura Presley had a case in Texas, went to the Texas Supreme Court, questioning the voting integrity in her situation running for city council there in Austin. She lost when anybody with any sense who looked at the situation knew she, if she lost, she didn't lose 2-1. But yet that's what she did, or at least that's what they said. And come to find out, there was fraud, there was all kind of things going on, and she uncovered it, and she went all the way in opposition to everybody, and they called her crazy, they called her a nut, they called her a conspiracy theorist. They tried everything to derail her, even though it was plain on her face, even though the facts were plain on anybody's face. And she made it all the way through faith, through power. And we often here in America, we're having this conversation during the break. And, you know, a lot of times we'll, you know, the Rockefeller did this, or Trump did this, or Bill Clinton did this, or whatever. These people don't matter at all. And we hear, well, America needs to get back to God. And we say it so much and so casually, it's almost like lost its meaning. What does that mean to you? America's got to get back to God for you personally, Laura, and specifically in this situation, how you were going through this battle.
Well, it's interesting, Daniel. You know, I was, you know, you kind of just do big picture and you go, you know, I want this Texas Supreme Court to have courage. I want them to
be truthful.
Come out with what is the rule of law, and how, and truthfully apply our case to it. And so what I came to realize just spiritually was I'm asking the court to be truthful, but I had to become truthful also as a human being in these last 4 years. And so it came to me that what I'm asking the court to do, I have to do in my life. And I had to be as honest as I could humanly be possible. You know, we talked about this. We are asked to be more than human. You know, we are. We're spiritual beings. We have so much power with regard to hearing what the Lord is telling us, hearing what we're to be doing, what our mission on this earth is, why we're here. We all ask this question, why are we here? I believe I'm here to do this. I believe that now. And so I wanted the Texas Supreme Court to have courage. I had to have courage. So I was pointing, had to point back to myself. And, you know, one of the things I'm a big fan of Mahatma Gandhi and many of the things that he said. And one of the things he says, you have to be the change that you wish to see. And something similar is in Scripture, which is the golden rule. You know, treat people the way you want to be treated. Well, if I want to be treated with truth and justice, I have to be able to do that outwardly myself. And so there were challenges over the last 3 or 4 years that I had to be better. I had to do it better myself. And so I attribute our success to that. We have to do it ourselves. We have to change ourselves. There's, you know, even though we're not the ones doing the massive corruption in Washington, D.C., there's a component of spirituality and of truth and justice and honesty and love and all of those wonderful things that Christ talked about that we're not doing so well ourselves. So I had to fix some of that stuff. And I'm not perfect, you know, but I am trying to be more than human. And it's easy to be human. It's easy. Just be who you are and don't, you know, don't be anything greater than what you are at this moment. Well, each one of us has a purpose on this earth. And we have to hear what that is, and we have to do what we're told, what our spirituality tells us.
Let's get back to those. I think that's beautiful. And you said more. When you said more than human, I mean, it just clicked. We've talked about this over and over again. You know, you don't want these globalists, these controllers, these whatever you want to call it, they keep wanting to characterize us as human, but we're not human. We're so much more than that, or can be. So what are we going to be? And we teach people how to treat us. And so what's going on in America, we blame other people. We blame the Rockefellers. We blame, you know, the Austin City Council, whatever. And look what Laura Presley did. Look at the power. I mean, do you have any idea, ladies and gentlemen, the magnitude of what this woman, with the power of so many prayers, of so much faith, and the universe behind her just did?
That's
do you
right.
see it? Do you
exactly
see
right.
it? This is, you know, did we not pronounce it? Did we not pray for it? Did we not donate our money to it? Did we not cry blood, sweat, and tears? I'm sure many of us did, and this woman did. And look what happened.
The prayers were answered, Daniel. The prayers
That's
were
right.
answered. They were.
Bingo.
They were answered. But it wasn't free. You know, you can't, you know, when I would pray, what the Lord would come back with me, he would say, move your feet. Okay. I got to do something more. And I would do it. And that, you know, and I kept praying, please open the doors. And the doors would open and I would walk through them. The door didn't open and me just stay on the other side. I'm walking through and I'm continuing to walk through because this is not over. You know, I pray, dear Lord, keep opening the doors because I'm going to keep walking through them as long as you keep opening them. I'm going to keep walking.
listening to your story, I think of John Adams, you know, after the revolution and the victory. And he said, I hope our progenitors really understand what we did for them, because if they're just going to, you know, basically, they're just going to piss it away, then we wouldn't have tried half as hard as we would have. We wouldn't have sacrificed half as much.
That's right. Another dear friend of mine, oh gosh, he's a dear friend. He goes, when much has been given, much is required. And we've been given so much in this country. We don't have to worry about clean water or decent food, Daniel. We are blessed in this country. Everybody that's listening on this radio show is blessed. Much has been given to each one of us, and much is required.
Let's get back to the four points that you're getting. You said the four things for cornerstones of election integrity, because this is what we're talking about: truth, integrity, your voice.
Right.
I mean, think about what a ballot means. Number one, paper ballots with numbers. Number two, good laws to support that. So go ahead and continue.
Yes, the third is good courts, and we proved in Texas you got great courts. We do. We got a great Texas Supreme Court. Now the district and the appeals court, they've got some challenges, and we had to get past that and help them learn,
let me ask you a point on that.
They received from this. Let's be nice about it. They received some learning. The court in their ruling, the Texas Supreme Court said they abused their discretion. They didn't say it was just that they overreached. They didn't say that. They said they abused their discretion. Their rulings were abusive. Okay?
Let me interject right there, because I've heard this similar in other cases, that once you get to the Supreme Court, there's a modicum of fairness in the law still in this country, but that the system getting up to that point has become so corrupt in most of these states, it's like the Constitution's hardly even recognizable. Is that kind of your experience?
It is. And, you know, what's interesting about our case is there are 9 Texas Supreme Court justices. They unanimously agreed to this decision. Unanimous. There was not a vote. It was unanimous that the district court and the appeals court abused their discretion for these sanctions, and they reversed them. So it was, you know, I believe that third corner that we're talking about, the court system, we've got some challenges, but God bless the Texas Supreme Court for schooling the other lower courts on, and the rest of the courts in the state. Hey, don't be trying this. Don't be pulling this stuff. Don't be abusing your discretion. Okay, so this is how powerful this decision is. So then the fourth corner, now we've got 3 corners. Okay, we're good in Texas. We're getting numbered paper ballots more across the state. We've got good laws. We've got a great Supreme Court. So the fourth corner is candidates. Candidates have to challenge. Now, what they tried to do to me was to squelch any other candidate in the state of Texas from ever bringing these issues again. Okay, this is what they tried to do. And over the last 3 years, it's worked. I've talked to candidates who there were donors ready to pay for their cases. The data was there. The evidence was there. They were afraid as everything to do this, to happen to them what happened to me. So now that fourth corner, the candidates, we have to put pressure on these candidates to stand up because they're the only ones with legal standing in the court system. Okay? So if candidates do not stand up, Daniel, this fraud continues. And so in Travis County, now because I did stand up, there's going to be less fraud across the state. This, let me tell you, it's not going to stop, but we have to continuously, diligently, vigilantly stand up.
Something like that, yeah.
Vigilantly, too. That's kind of a word. It's a new word. Call me George Bush. diligently. That's kind of interesting, the village. But candidates have to stand up. And here's the deal. In Texas, we've realized that candidates are the key. So we're developing a grassroots system here with donors, the donor class, and the volunteers. That if candidates don't agree to stand up to and do a contest when their election was proven to them that there were issues, we're not going to support them. We're not giving them money.
Hold that thought.
We're not going to.
Hold that thought.
Yeah.
You got to use some strategery, to quote George Bush, some strategery.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Feels that she has inspired you, and her story is inspiring. And each of us in the times that we live in, I believe, are going to have to draw upon that well and find some inspiration. It doesn't matter how small or big or whatever in your life. You're called to something. Look, if you're listening to the show, and many more people, but specifically, you listen to Joyce Riley for all these years, you listen to me, you listen to the show, and we come back and forth here. You're called to do something. And no matter what it is that you see in your life, pick one thing. Pick any, I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's big as, hey, I'm going to get my grandchildren out of public school this year. I don't care if it's, you know what, I'm going to convince my neighbor. I'm going to make it a point. I've been talking to my neighbor for a year. I'm going to convince my neighbor that, you know, whatever, that maybe vaccines aren't the best thing. I mean, it's something simple as that, my neighbor. Well, pick one thing. And our inspiration for today comes in quite a package there in Texas, Laura Presley. Laura, what website can people still follow and support or whatever you're doing?
Well, you know, our Presley for Austin website is still up. And, you know, if people want to contact me through my email, laurapresley@startmail.com, I'm, you know, here to help and answer any questions. And just, I'm just so grateful for the listeners. You guys allowed us to do this. You did. The case was a $400,000 lawsuit. It could have been more. And we were very frugal with the funds that we were blessed with, and we were given to be responsible for. And just thank you to everybody that donated. We had donors that were matchers. It was just a miracle. So thank you. I want y'all to know this ruling is a miracle. It absolutely is. And the prayers were answered. They were.
Yeah. You know, if you're looking for, you know, we said this on the, in the Bible, you know, Moses crossing the Red Sea. If you're looking for miracles like that, well, just go back to the American Revolution. There's a miracle after miracle. If you're looking,
yes,
you know, look at today, Laura Presley, her case, they're right in front of you. They're here. The universe will resonate with you and will combine for your prosperity in all these things. I promise you.
Absolutely.
And, Laura, we have a few minutes left. Just kind of quickly, make sure you get out there. What are the specific points that the case has made clear, and what does that mean for Texas and the nation?
Yes, you know, and what this means, Daniel, is that candidates going forward across the country, they can reference our case. You know, the Texas Supreme Court is one of the most prestigious courts in the land, and they said that statistical analysis is based on the factual data is a legal argument. They said that corruption errors on audit logs that of the main counting computer is evidence to support, you know, that the count is not accurate. When the main computer was left open for, you know, hours, and someone could have modified the results or turned the computer off and not recorded what was going on to it. Results tapes that were not printed that should have been backup records, we had a legal basis for that. And that our watchers were obstructed from watching the retrieval of the legal documents they used to recount the results. Our watchers were not allowed to monitor where the heck they pulled the ballots out of. And so all of that stuff, they confirmed that's all evidence going forward for any candidate in the country, any candidate in the state of Texas, and that was all at risk. And so I'll tell you what, this is how you tell who wins a case, is who gets the money. And so one of the things they did, they awarded us court costs in the Texas Supreme Court that our opponent, Mr. Kassar, has to pay to us. So that tells you who wins a case, and I'm ready to see what that check looks like. Let me just tell you.
I bet you are.
I am ready to see that check, and we're grateful to the court. We're grateful for all the blessings we've received, and the victory is the Lord's. It is his victory.
So correct me if I'm wrong. So correct me if I'm wrong here about this point. So what had, you know, you said the specific thing, so it's kind of like what happened in Florida. I mean, everybody with half a brain that could pay any bit of attention can see, oh, ballots are just showing up. They're seeing irregularities. They're not getting the counts in on time. You know, you can see all these irregularities. They're against Florida law. It doesn't seem to matter at all. What the Texas Supreme Court ruled kind of in your case is, yes, we saw some anomalies. We saw some things, some irregularities. We saw some breaking of the law. And what they affirmed was, that could nullify a vote. That could affect the vote. We just can't gloss over it like they did in Florida. We're not going to turn the other cheek. No, this is wrong and can affect the vote adversely, the integrity of it, and that this is against the law. That's basically what they said.
They did. And here's what has to happen, Daniel. Candidates have to bring these cases. Did any candidate in California challenge the elections? No, nobody did. Did Roy Moore challenge his election? No, he didn't. Did Bernie Sanders challenge his election with Hillary? No. I'm going to tell you where the buck stops is with these candidates. And when people stop giving them money and stop volunteering for them, unless they're going to stand up, this stuff keeps continuing. So what we did in this case, I was a candidate, we stood up, we won. I challenged all the rest of them to do it too.
Well, I think, you know, there's a cognitive dissonance or whatever you want to call it that you think, oh, well, you vote and that's honest and it's counted, right? You know, in America, you kind of think, well, we just take that for granted. Well, there's honest voting, right? And then so it's almost like you're overcoming two hurdles with people's minds. One is you may have been cheated, but two, hey, you may have been cheated. What does that mean? That means that the election process is flawed.
That's right.
And so like you got to overcome that also.
That's right. And, you know, candidates may win the vote. They're just not winning the count. The counting is false. Everybody focuses on the illegal voters or the dead voters. That's a distraction, Daniel. I want us. We are smarter than that. Your listeners are smarter. Ignore the illegal voter issue. Focus on who's counting the vote. That's what Stalin said. He said, it doesn't matter who votes. He said, it matters who counts. And those were all the issues we raised in our case. We're counting issues. We've opened the door for candidates in the future to now file complaints because the counting is false.
Okay, so this is, and now because of your case, you know, a new candidate comes up and they immediately find some of these irregularities. They can probably get an injunction and go to court and say, look, here's the irregularities. The Texas Supreme Court has already said that these are valid. These need to be corrected immediately. I mean, they can probably get pretty, not instant justice, but they can probably get pretty speedy justice on this.
They get pretty far with this. Absolutely. And we have to focus on the counting issues. Our whole case was about counting. It wasn't about illegal voters. It wasn't about dead people on the rolls. It wasn't that. Those are onesie-twosies. When you can push a button and a million votes get changed, that's where the rubber meets the road. And that's what our case was about. And that's why they sanctioned us so much, because they didn't want us focusing on that. And now it's out. It's okay to focus on counting.
Okay, how big a problem is this? James McKinney, when he was on, he said that, you know, we were told Hillary Clinton got 66 million votes about. He said there is no way in God's green earth that she got more than 50 million votes.
That's right. The counting was off.
Yeah, to say the least. Laura, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, everybody. I hope you're cheering right now wherever you're listening. Thank you, Laura.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.